Well, I think I've got it on now. There. Now, let me ask you, where were you born exactly?
I was born in Wyman, Texas.
Okay, and that's, how far away is that?
Say it again.
How far away is that?
I say 8 miles east of here. I'm a little bit hard of hearing. Might as well tell you.
Well, you tell me if you can't hear me, okay?
I can hear, but I can't make out the... In other words, I can understand. That's the trouble.
Uh-huh.
My hearing is all, but understanding. People talk different than when they did when we were younger.
Uh-huh.
People talk different nowadays.
Uh-huh.
Like on TV, I don't understand nothing.
Uh-huh. You know, that's one of the things that this project is for, to study the differences, not just in parts of the country, but also in the same part of the country, people of different ages. You know, because people of different ages have different words for things and so on.
Oh, yeah, the, how would you call it? The way they use words now, like in TV, is audio, is video. We didn't hear that 50 years ago.
Yeah.
So I can remember things fairly well as far back as 1905, I might say.
Let's see. How old are you? Can I ask you how old you are?
Sure.
How old are you?
You never guess.
Now, he told me you were probably 80.
I'll be 80 next summer. Last August, I was 79.
You're right. I wouldn't have guessed that. I would never.
I don't think that. I think like 40.
Yeah, I can tell.
Which you use the word philosophy? I don't know. See, I never knew the word philosophy means, actually. But my outlook on life is like it was 40 years ago. I think that way.
Uh-huh.
I enjoy my old age.
I think that's great.
2 years ago, I was operated on, had a lung taken out. Then a half year later, my back was... I wore a brace up till about a month ago.
What happened? Did you fall or something?
No, just the doctor said the vertebrae soft and collapsed on me.
Ouch. Bet that hurt.
So, well, for 7 months, it was like fire in my back.
Ooh.
Then it sucked open me, and then I found out that narcotics causes constipation. Oh, I quit that doping right away.
Uh-huh.
Constipation is hell.
Oh, yeah.
Pardon my language.
That's no fun at all. What is your full name?
Charles Joseph. If you can't spell just tell. I'll tell you.
Okay, how do you...
It's like...
Okay, got it. And how long did you live in Weimar?
8 years.
Okay. And then where did you go?
I went to High Hill, lived there 8 years plus one. Now, if you don't know what that means, I'll tell you. 8 years in High Hill, then 3 years in Lubbock, then 1 year in High Hill again.
I see.
But about 2 miles away, but right in High Hill, Daddy was a blacksmith and wheelwright. You know what a wheelwright is? That's the man that fixes wagons and wagon wheels.
Oh, I
puts
see.
Tires on wheels. I worked with that. I knew how to do it when I was a
really?
Kid.
Really? That's why you know what
Oh, sure. Been around for 11 years on a farm, fool around with animals and that type of vehicle. Sure. Color waders and plows and all that stuff. Sure. Binders and cornstalk cutters. Sure, I knew all that stuff.
That's great.
Then we got the catalogs, a reproduction of CS in Montgomery Water of say, 70 years ago, 75 years ago, 80 years ago. That's all in there, kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
They're written nice reference books.
That's great. I don't know what to ask you next. Oh, I know what I can ask you. What county is this?
Fayette, F-A-Y-E-T-T-E.
F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. Okay. Is Weimar in the same county?
No, Weimar's Colorado County.
I see. Okay. Now, let me get this straight. You lived in Weimar until you were 8 years old?
Yeah.
Is that right? And then you moved to
High Hill.
To High Hill and lived there for 8 more years.
Yeah.
And then you moved to Lubbock.
Lubbock, 3 years.
For 3 years. Well, yeah. It's really different out there, isn't it? The sand blows.
Well, I'll tell you what. What I like about Lubbock is the climate. I could eat up there. I could sleep. Because that was over 60 years ago. Today, I wouldn't know.
Yeah.